two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The Aggies look to right the ship as they welcome UNLV to Logan for a Mountain West Conference showdown. Your home for all the play-by-play action is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hut, hut, hike.
This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It is Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell out today. Enter Mitch Harper, our BYU insider for KSLSports.com. It's good. We're going to have all the insiders on this segment here. Michelle Bodkin joining us here on the program as well. She covers the Utes for KSLSports.com. You can also hear her on Saturdays on the Saturday show. Our show, of course, is always brought to you by the folks at G2D Bars, preservative-free, amazing protein that you don't want to miss. Local company, and they taste fantastic. Find them in any of your associated foods in the refrigerated section, Holiday Oil, Maverick, as well as many other retailers, including Costco. Michelle Bodkin joining us on the program. Michelle, what's Dallin Holker going to look like in a Utah uniform when he heads up to Utah? Or am I going too early on this one?
I would say you're going a little early on this one, and not that there isn't any potential validity to it, but until he can actually get into the transfer portal, it's just really hard to know where he's going to end up. So we'll kind of find out. It sounds like Utah's on his short list is kind of what I'm gathering, but at this point, who knows what's going to happen there.
Of course, this week, and you look at a situation that is favorable for the Utes because they're going in double-digit favorites over Arizona State, and with good reason. They just fired Herm Edwards, and we chatted with Chris Cartman yesterday, who covers Arizona State down there, and he was just like, this is a mess, and we've had a lot of issues at this school, and this might be one of the weirdest ones. And the whole Herm Edwards era coming to an end and them working with an interim head coach, how much fight does this team put up this weekend in Tempe against the Utes?
You know, that I think that's the million-dollar question. Are they going to feel relieved and be fired up under the interim head coach, or is this just going to further cripple them and it's really going to be just a burn it all down to the ground and start over situation? I don't know what to expect out of this team, to be honest. I will say it always feels like Utah and ASU play each other really close. There's just this hatred that burns for both of them in regards to the other. So, I mean, that always makes things interesting. And then, yeah, you add in this drama. Hard to say. I would imagine it kind of just feels like, you know, this is just one more peg that goes against ASU. I don't know that I'm really expecting a whole lot out of them, but funnier things have happened down in Tempe, I'll put it that way.
You know, Michelle, you... Oh, here we go, Mitch. There you go. Michelle, you mentioned the hatred between Utah and ASU. Arizona State's offensive lineman, Ladarius Henderson, he had something to say that Utah's not his cup of tea, is how he put it. I heard that comment, and I instantly thought, uh-oh, Whittingham is going to use that as ammunition. I remember there was a UCLA walk-on who made the grave mistake of saying some comment about Utah. Do you think that actually becomes legit, like, fuel to the fire for a team that's already perceived to be, or already viewed as the heavy favorite? What extra layer did that add to this matchup with Arizona State's offensive lineman adding some fuel to it?
You know, I wouldn't put it past Kyle and the crew if they happen to run across that it is just kind of like one more, like, well, let's just make sure you kind of pay for that comment. But Utah can be a salty bunch, and it always seems like they play better when they are a bit on the salty side, whether it's they feel like they're being overlooked, underappreciated, and, you know, that's kind of getting to be a little bit harder to come by as they get projected as being kind of one of the better teams in the country, and so people are expecting them to go out and win some of these big games. But, I mean, anything to fuel your fire, and that will be certainly, you know, one of those matchups that I think we're going to look very closely at. ASU has, at least according to Morgan Scalley, a pretty good, you know, offensive line, and Utah's defensive line did not show up well in their first big test against Florida. So, you know, this is a good opportunity for Utah to maybe show that they really have made improvements on a better team in the run game on the defensive front seven.
Michelle Bodkin joining us here on Unrivals. We break down what to expect out of Arizona State this weekend down in Tempe. They're going through this moment, and Utah is going through a moment, too, where they have to, you know, basically as they get into conference play, this is where – you earn your keep as a team and the possibility of getting back to that road to win another Pac-12 championship. How focused is this team compared to what you saw last year in a conference championship team when you covered them then?
I think there's less distractions, which sounds like the funniest thing to say after, you know, there's this whole blow up about someone wanting to nuke the school if Utah loses to San Diego State last weekend. But generally speaking, it's just been a calmer year for the team. And so I think, you know, there's just less distractions and less things to kind of pull away from. And obviously, I mean, understandable, you know, why a team would be distracted having two teammates, you know, pass away so tragically and shockingly is going to kind of take your mind elsewhere, you know, no matter how focused you really ultimately want to be. And the crazy thing is they managed to pull that one out, you know, even with some of those kinds of distractions last year. So, you know, I feel like they're in a good spot this year. They are in a good spot. Yes, they had the slip up at Florida. I think they understand the assignment though, and they really have been focused and stayed focused. So it's just a matter of, you know, keeping on doing what you've been doing that's gotten you the success. And again, yes, there was that slip up, but they've really, I think, taken the opportunity to learn from that and grow from that and get better from that. And this is just one more test that they have to pass, you know, in order to get to that championship game.
Michelle, how much more playing time will Jalen Glover get now that Chris Curry is out for the year?
It sounds like his role will increase for sure. Obviously, Mekhi Bernard is still in the mix as well, but he does something a little bit differently than what Jalen does. So he definitely will see more time. I know Whittingham also mentioned, you know, that they want to get either Charlie Vincent or Ricky Parks up to speed in that fourth spot, just to have one more guy to kind of run out there. But they expect great things from Jalen Glover. They really are high on him. They said that he still has some things to learn, but, you know, now he's kind of getting thrown into the fire. He's going to have to learn those things. It's not going to be a here and there when it's kind of convenient and the game's put away. You know, he may be expected to show out and really help out in getting some of those wins and taking some of those snaps that Chris Curry is no longer going to be able to take this year.
Michelle Botkin, you can read her byline at KSLSports.com. She covers the Utes. She's going to be down in Tempe this weekend, and we're looking forward to this one, and we'll see if the Utes can come back with a win in Tempe. That's been a tricky place for them, so thanks for hanging out with us.
Anytime, guys. Have a great show.
There you go. Michelle Botkin, everybody. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got more to go here. Hey, does your house need a new look for this year? RGS Exteriors and Construction can give you that look. Stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding. Get that new look by giving them a call, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110, RGS Exteriors. You can just go rgsutah.com as well. Let's take the break. We'll come back. More to go around the corner. Stay with us right here at 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.